I am there to tell the kids that I love them and I want to make them aware of the remarkable potential that exists within them.
Rabbi Benny Zippel's message has a profound effect on the Jewish teens he works with at residential treatment centers, or RTCs. These facilities house juvenile delinquents who have often been expelled from school and whose parents can't handle them. Out-of-control adolescents usually face a diagnosis of ODD, or oppositional defiance disorder. Teens with ODD don't take responsibility for their actions. There's a disconnect in their own minds between their behavior and the resulting consequences, like expulsion or incarceration. Sitting in a residential treatment center from which they cannot leave because of strict state laws unique to Utah, most teens begin to understand what they've done in the past is bad, and that realization can be devastating. But the rabbi has a message to counter depression and the kids' mistaken notion that bad deeds make a bad and therefore irredeemable person.
Every single one of us, at the very core of his or her being, is a good person. That goodness, however, needs to be tapped into. And that's what I want to help these kids do. Tap into their inherent goodness.
One way of doing that is to teach the kids they need to take responsibility for their actions, which is a central part of the Jewish rite of passage known as a bar mitzvah. It's a seminal moment in a Jewish boy's life when, usually at the age of 13, he stands before his congregation, leads them in prayer, reads from the Torah, and says, "Today, I am a man." Girls go through the same ceremony, though it's called a bat mitzvah. The bar or bat mitzvah absolves the parents of their duty to remind the child to follow Jewish laws and customs. The teen is saying, in effect, "You've shown me what I have to do, and now I'll do it on my own." Therapists say when a teen embraces that message, he or she is ready to take responsibility for their actions and the consequences. And though therapists say religion is not necessary to transform a troubled teen, when an appetite for responsibility becomes intertwined with faith, everything changes.
It does help. I've seen it help kids. Their faith is a very powerful way that they can relate to themselves and to something higher than themselves.
Raul Willard is a therapist at the Discovery Academy, a residential treatment center in Provo. He says religion can help troubled kids see their way through what has been a very confused worldview.
It makes everything clear. It makes their choices clear. It makes their purpose clear. And when those are clear, then everything else becomes easier. All the choices become easier to make.
But Willard stresses that any message, any medication, or any health regimen will always be second place to the kind of personal interaction Benny Zippel has with the Jewish teens in Utah's RTCs.
It's not the skills of the therapist nor the techniques he teaches the client that heals. It's a relationship that heals. And Benny Zippel has got the ability to form those kinds of relationships.
Stephen Bidolf is a therapist at another RTC, the Provo Canyon School. He says what Zippel gives these troubled teens stays with them.
He's trying to, and I think effectively, giving them a deeper sense of value. And it goes beyond just outward behavior. It takes them deeper into a sense of what's of worth to me in my life. What do I value? And those values then tend to guide them in their decision-making, not only here at the school, but when they leave and go back home.
But for Zippel, it all comes back to a simple philosophy that puts a high value on personal responsibility to oneself, to each other, and to God.
Every week when I go visit these kids, we talk about the weekly Torah portion, or we talk about an upcoming Jewish holiday, or we talk about current events. And every week, the message is a very similar one. The need to connect to one's own self and his or her relationship with God.
I'm Jonathan Brown, KCPW News.